flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Menigan in for Baskin today. I'm Jeff Phelps. We're talking about Kenny Lofton. And there's a story out and was written on by one of the Fox News services. And Kenny was interviewed for it about Kennedy not being in the Hall of Fame. And Kenny wants to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't blame him. And there are more than a few reasons why he should. And then up there on the X, there's a graphic out there that and Kenny's talked about Ichiro Suzuki, and Ichiro just got in. I mean, we all think Ichiro is stunning, right?
Right.
Stunningly good.
And also a Hall of Famer.
And also, without question, a Hall of Famer. And Kenny said, good for him. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And then somebody put together this graphic. And Dan, I'm going to list some of those nice analytical numbers that you love so much.
And I'll explain accordingly.
Thank you very much. Let me go over the basics first. Kenny played 500 fewer games than Ichiro, had about 1,000 fewer at bats, 1,500, and had about 600 fewer hits. Kenny had more home runs than Ichiro, more runs batted in, more stolen bases by about 20% more than Ichiro. Batting average was only 12 points lower. Kenny hit .299. On base percentage, Kenny's was higher than Ichiro's.
That is correct.
Slugging percentage, higher than Ichiro's. Mm-hmm. OPS.
On base plus slugging, folks, this is one of those things.
It's the stat that teams look at.
It is. You just take that on base percentage and add it to the slugging percentage. And if it's above about 750, you're an above average player. Actually, that's dropped in modern baseball. It's closer to like 725, but you get where I'm
going. Ichiro's was a robust 757.
It shouldn't work, but it works.
Kenny's was 794 more. And OPS plus was the same. Wins above replacement, the WAR stat that you think's a big deal?
OPS plus is a cool one because what that does is it makes league average 100. So that's what makes that stat nice, is it's easier to digest. So if you see OPS plus and like at 100, that means somebody is league average. If it's above, they're above average. If it's below, they're below average.
Well, Kenny and Ichiro are the same on OPS plus.
Yeah.
Wins above replacement, WAR. Mm-hmm. Ichiro 60, Kenny 68.4.
10th highest of center fielders in baseball history.
For Kenny.
For Kenny Lofton.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
The 10th best center fielder in baseball history.
According to that stat.
Above replacement.
Yeah. Which is a vital stat.
It's become a biggie.
Yeah.
Though explaining it is exhausting. But just know, it's a big old math problem. There's one of those where all the answers come back out and you're like, oh, darn, these guys are good. Okay.
I have a buddy who works for a major league team, and it's not the Guardians. And I heard him recently tell a bunch of kids, helping coach a younger team. And I thought, oh, that's good. And we're doing some hitting stuff. And he said, guys, when you're in the batter's box, I want you to be as selfish as you want to be. You're in the batter's box. It's about you. Go, hit the ball, drive, get on base, you know, do your thing. Hit doubles into the gap. You know, can you hit home runs? Do that. Be selfish in the batter's box. And the minute you get on base, it's all about the team. At that point, what can you do to score a run for your team? What can you do to get in scoring position for your teammate who's coming up behind you so he can get an RBI and you can help your team? And I thought, oh, that's good. That's what Kenny did. That's what Kenny Lofton did in his career. Kenny was a much better hitter than people gave him credit for being. And then when he got on base, oh, my God. I mean, he tormented teams. And, you know, it goes more than scoring from second against Randy Johnson. But that's typical.
Yeah.
And he just, I think that there are some real injustices when it comes to Hall of Fame stuff. And Kenny not being in, to me, is one of them. Omar Vizquel not being in is also one of them.
Kenny Lofton, work counts with the best of them. He was fine with taking walks. He rarely struck out. He got on bases, stole bases on top of it, and then walked out to center field and played Gold Glove level center field. And I know because I heard it growing up my whole life. Oh, you know, he'd get that power swing and he'd start swinging too hard. Yeah, but it worked for him. And he'd play wall ball a good amount and get doubles and triples and all that stuff off of those as well. I've never understood why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Again, 10th best center fielder ever.
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 So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got a Kenny Lofton story for you in a second.
Amazing.
Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
How you been, Kevin?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
I couldn't agree more with your sentiment that Kenny Lofton is a total myth not being in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm in my mid-50s, so obviously the 90s, where I was in my 20s and got to see a whole lot of baseball by that Indians team. And, man, that was an amazing team. And to think on that team, Kenny Lofton was our leadoff guy. I mean, think about that. I mean, what a team that was. But he was the guy to start us off every single game. I mean, that in itself should say something. But, you know, if you want to dig into the numbers, you know, runs scored, he's over 1,500. He's in the top 65 on that. Mm-hmm. Stolen bases, you guys mentioned, he's over 600. He's 15th best of all time. He's got a 300 batting average. He ran 4 gold gloves in a row. It's amazing. But here's the part I don't understand, because, you know, a lot of times we'll hear about guys, you know, postseason. Postseason stolen bases, he's number one, period, in the story. No one has any more postseason stolen bases than Kenny Lofton. And in run scores, he's 5th all-time ever. So where is that discussion in all this? And the part that kills me, and I don't know if you guys ever noticed it, in these stats I'm reading off, and, you know, if you look at it and you go back and look at his career, look at the guys, the names below him. How many of them are already in the Hall of Fame, and he's ahead of those guys? That's the part that kills me when you look at those lists.
Kevin, I agree with you completely. Thanks, Kevin.
It is baffling that he's not in the Hall of Fame. Like, yep. It always has been this way for me, where it's like, we would look at that guy, you would look at what he could do, you would look at the numbers and everything else, and you're like, Kenny Lofton's a Hall of Famer, and yet he couldn't even get on the Veterans Committee ballot. Like, he's not even there. And it's like, what are we all watching? What are we all looking at that we can't get Kenny Lofton into the Hall of Fame after we're putting in You know, all sorts of guys who have no business. And look, Harold Baines was a wonderful player and a wonderful person on top of that. And I hate having to perpetually use his name as like the benchmark. But it's like,
if Harold's in,
he's the definition of Hall of very good. He is a very good player, and he was a very good player for a long time. And it's like, no, we're talking the Hall of Fame. We're talking the best players that have ever played this game. And if you can't put the 10th best center fielder of all time in the Hall of Fame, then what in God's green earth are we doing here?
Good Kenny Lofton story for you, okay? It's 1993, getting ready to do an Indians special on working at Channel 43, okay? Kenny is getting ready to go into his second year, and I thought, this could be fun. So I did a story on Kenny being a two-sport guy because he actually played basketball at the University of Arizona. Yeah, he was
he
like
could hoop.
He was either the sixth man or the starting point guard. And I knew a guy who played on his team at Arizona. And that guy's name was Steve Kerr. So we're covering spring training, and I got passes to go watch the Magic play because Steve was playing for the Magic at that time. He was just there a very little bit of time. So, and I had arranged with the Magic to go, and so I talked to Steve about Kenny as a basketball player.
That's cool.
And Steve just, you know, Steve loved the guy and said he was an incredible basketball player and everything else. And he said, but we knew he played baseball, but he didn't play a whole lot of baseball. But, you know, we knew he was a two-sport guy. And so that was kind of cool. I found some video in Tucson where, you know, your University of Arizona is. I called the TV station there, and they sent me video of Kenny playing baseball. And it was a story that was done by a young Tucson reporter by the name of Dan Hicks.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, hey, wait a minute, that's Dan Hicks on that. Okay.
Wow.
So then I went to talk to Kenny about it. And, you know, Kenny was a little ornery, maybe.
That's a word.
I always got along great with him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Kenny had this tough persona.
He had an ego to him.
But, and that's okay. Good for him. But he had this little tough persona. He and I always got along fine. And I said, hey, we're doing this. I said, I went to the Magic game. I talked to Steve. And he said, did you really? I said, yeah. And I said, and I got some video of you playing baseball at Arizona. Because he didn't play baseball at Arizona, but like for like two games.
Wow.
And he said, you couldn't have gotten video of me playing baseball at Arizona because I didn't do it. And I said, well, not much. And he went, yeah, like one or two games. I said, yeah, I got it. He went, you did? I said, yeah. All right, well, there's really not any video. No, there is, and it's in my hand. I've got the video.
That's some big boy capital J journalism out of you. That's
so
well done.
We did this story, and it was really cool. And Kenny was really good at basketball. I mean, imagine his athleticism as a point guard. And that's what he was. But I always enjoyed dealing with Kenny. And it was always kind of back and forth because Kenny, you know, Kenny wasn't warm and fuzzy. He still isn't. He's been on our show a couple of times. And he's great. And he's really smart. And I just wish the guy could get into the Hall of Fame because I certainly think he deserves it. Does Will Howard deserve to be an NFL quarterback? Dan's going to ask that question to the gentleman who joins us next, Tim May from Letterman Row, joining us on Baskin and Phelps as he's still basking in the glory of Ohio State winning a national championship.